Saint Pudentiana, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of two saints. First of all, we have seen a feast of a holy pope named Saint Peter Celestine, and he is called that because he used to be a monk, a Benedictine monk named Peter, and when he was elected a pope at the end of the 13th century, he, out of respect for the apostle Saint Peter, who was the first pope, chose another name, namely Celestine the Fifth. And in today's another saint, Saint Pudentiana, was a contemporary of the first pope, Saint Peter. And Saint Pudentiana lived in the city of Rome when the holy apostles Saint Peter and Saint Paul were still alive, and they used to serve that city and help the Christians in that huge city where there were not that many Catholics, but they were all surrounded by pagans. Saint Pudentiana's father was named Pudens, and he was a good friend of Saints Peter and Paul, and in fact he was one of the first Christians in Rome. Pudens had two daughters named Praxidis and Pudentia, who were then baptized early. And at that time there were no religious congregations, but these two sisters, both of them who are saints in our church, they decided to dedicate their lives to the acts of charity and help the Christians living in Rome. And when their parents died, Praxidis and Pudentia, they gave their wealth to the poor, and they also kept their family house in which they hosted the Christians of Rome. In a kind of a way, it's very similar, children, the situation of first Christians in Rome as it was when your parents were young. In those times, there were not that many priests and still less churches where the Mass could be said. So children, many of your parents, they attended the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in private homes, which often were homes of your grandparents. And in a similar manner, because the church in Rome during the time of Saint Pudentiana, it was very small, these people cannot afford to buy themselves a church where the Mass could be said. So the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass was celebrated by Saint Peter, by Saint Paul, and the other priests in private homes, in the homes like these two sisters, Praxidis and Pudentiana. After their parents had died, and they hosted the Christians of Rome, then started the persecutions of the Emperor Nero. Nero was very wicked and immodest ruler, who hated the Catholic Church very much and saw Catholics in Rome as obstacle of his demand of absolute and full power. So he started cruelly to hunt Christians in that city. And the two sisters, Praxidis and Pudentia, they helped and encouraged imprisoned Catholics to suffer the persecution cheerfully. And after the martyrdom of their friends, when Nero cruelly put Christians to death, these two sisters collected the blood and relics of the martyrs and put it in the honorable and safe place. In the church of Saint Pudentiana in Rome, there is a dry well into which the two sisters collected the relics of numerous martyrs. And in the church of Saint Praxidis, there is a sponge that Saint Pudentiana used to collect the blood of the martyrs. And in these statues, Saint Pudentiana is often depicted by holding a sponge. And during this course of the fierce persecution of Nero, Saint Pudentiana herself was martyred when she was only 16 years old. Her sister Praxedes survived for a while, and she continued to hold her house as a meeting place for Christians in Rome who were now under this heavy persecution. And their house, when Saint Praxedes also suffered martyrdom, this house eventually became a church, now the Church of Saint Pudentiana. And when it was consecrated as a church, in fact one of the very first churches in Rome, Saint Pudentiana's relics were placed under the altar. And this was the origin of the Catholic practice of venerating the relics of saints, and that the Catholic altar, where the holy sacrifice of the Mass has to always contain the relics of martyrs. Dear children, from this great history of Saint Pudentiana, we learn that even though we have to suffer often of being Catholics, and we eventually, if we hold fast into our good faith, we will triumph over our enemies. It doesn't necessarily mean that we triumph on this earth. We might, for a whole of our lives, suffer difficulties and even persecution. But as Saint Pudentiana received a glorious martyrdom and a great reward in heaven, so also God has promised so many good things for us to be restored in heaven, and gives, like a loving father, all these good gifts to us when we die and enter heaven. Also, her history teaches us that the holy relics are well worthy of our veneration by Catholics. These relics are memorials of the heroic sufferings what the holy martyrs went through, and what they willingly suffered so that they might receive even greater crown in heaven. When you honor the religious images or relics of martyrs, children, those martyrs in heaven are praying for you so that you could be as strong and firm in your faith as these true heroes and heroines were. And also the history of Saint Pudentiana teaches us that just like with her and with her sister, the circumstances where we might hear and attend Holy Sacrifice, the Mass, might be very modest and poor. We have several missions in the north and around the country where priests go to people's homes to celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass, giving the faithful Holy Communion, hearing their confessions and blessing their sacramentals. Just like people in the first century in the city of Rome did, and what Saints Peter and Paul also did. So never think that your church, wherever you attend, is very small, or it is not good enough as big or huge church or cathedral. Whenever the priest says you the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you should know that God himself is there in your midst. You should always attend Mass very reverently and with the loving spirit of our Lord's Sacred Heart, because the priest who celebrates the Mass, he is the true, he is another Christ. He is your Father, and it is from his hands, wherever he might be, where you celebrate your dear where you receive your dear Savior, Jesus, who is our Father and our Savior and Redeemer in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.